and hit the water, well, let's say on your stomach, and the water just goes every which way.
Well, I will. We call it belly buster.
Uh-huh.
And it blisters you sometimes.
Yeah.
If you hit it flat,
uh-huh,
you're supposed to dive.
Mm-hmm. And if a man, when you, little children sometimes will go out on the grass and put their head down and kick their feet and flop over. You see?
Somersault.
Uh-huh.
And not only little children, I've seen adults.
I showed my girls how to do that. Oh, they thought that was more fun. They wouldn't do it, but they liked to watch me.
Yeah. Yes.
He's graceful as a horse.
Yeah.
If a fella jumps in a river and goes like this and gets to the other side and someone says, how did he get across? You'd say, why, he
swam across.
If, on the other hand, he went like this and went into the water, you say he
treaded.
Well, what would you call entering the water?
A dive? Dive?
Yeah, he did what?
I'd say he dived in, but many of them say he dove.
Uh-huh.
Which is right, I don't know.
And if he did that and went down, he didn't come up again, you say he?
Why, he drowned.
And a baby going across the floor on all fours, you say he?
Crawling.
And if you see a little boy up in a tree, someone says, how did he get up there? You say, well, he probably
climbed.
Was that as a boy, did you do that?
Sure, many times. Climbed all the time. All the trees I could get to.
Mm-hmm. A person in church goes down on his knees and then gets up, and you say he did what?
He prayed.
Well, the action of getting down and then up again.
Oh, he was kneeling.
Uh-huh. And he did what?
He knelt.
Uh-huh. And if he goes to sleep and wakes up shouting things, you say he probably
took a nap.
Well, and then let's say when he was asleep, he thought he was doing something.
Dreaming.
Uh-huh. You say he
Well, let's see. What would apply there? He took a nap.
Dreamed or dreamt.
Huh?
Is there such a word as dream?
Yeah. That's quite common.
I would say dreamed, but some people do say dreamed.
Mm-hmm. I call it, did you say dreaming?
Uh-huh.
That's what I call it.
Would you say he dreamed it or he dreamt it? Or?
I always say he dreamed it.
Uh-huh. And then he opened his eyes, you say he
woke up with a start.
Uh-huh. If you stand up and bang your feet on the floor, you say you
We say we're stomping.
Mm-hmm. You tell someone to stop that, don't?
No, stomp.
Mm-hmm. When you were courting your wife, let's say you went to church or something, you alone and she alone, and then you had your buggy, what would you ask her?
Ask her for a date.
Well,
if I might take her home, is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's forgotten how to do that.
If a wagon gets stuck in the mud and you get out and back and do this, you say you?
You are shoving.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, yeah, that's what?
Pushing.
Uh-huh.
Pushing. Get it out of the mud.
I used to have a boy that said push.
Push.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I never did.
That's what I'm looking for.
I've heard him say push, but I never would. I always say push.
You find that in southern Indiana. Push.
Fish.
Mm. Uh-huh. That's not uncommon.
That's true. I'm sure that's right. I've heard that.
And to carry a heavy load, you say you?
To carry a heavy load.
What I'm looking for is tote.
Yeah.
You ever say tote?
No. I've heard it used many a time, but I never.